Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about button on ride. Now guts in my mind's house. Front you with that work. Out in front of niggas work. He say want that head up, but we don't fight fair, bruh. Catch you slipping from your backside, then knock you out. Ace gon' stump you out, then Buddha gon' stump you out. Mama ever seen with a busted eye and busted mouth? Nah, Millie poking out. Four fizzy poking out. Death row days, show you what this West Coast about.
I die for my motherfucking nigga. Jump in front of bullet for my motherfucking nigga. Understand, I lie for my motherfucking nigga. Rob a bank, I drive for my motherfucking nigga. Real talk, I don't really fuck with too many niggas. Cause niggas drop a dime on you like a couple nickels. I be laughing to the bank like the fucking money tickle. Dropping something that you ain't. Top off, suck a nipple. And I never put a hoe before my bro. Don't be for no hoe. And my niggas sell them keys if you can't open your door. Hope you buy from my motherfucking niggas. When it rains, it pours, it's dry for me and my fucking niggas. Yeah, I kill for my motherfucking niggas. Vice versa, eyes red from the kush, eye blue. White person got my middle finger on the trigger and with my little finger to you niggas. I swear, fuck all y'all niggas. Except my niggas.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's where my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. Niggas. You catch me out Chicago with the motherfucking hitters. Call around the number 9, little dirt to bring the trigger. And when we on the lane, we ain't fucking with the liquor. I'ma buy 100 bottles just to give it to the bitch. To the bitch. She keep liking all my bitches cause she see the way I ball. How my wrist in every little, catch you at the red light. Have them screaming, can't get up. Say that nigga from the bottom and the dance thing chain. Kept me out kinda screaming money. My motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's where my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
$250,000 for a verse, nigga. I don't know, is it me or is your thirst, nigga? You niggas ain't got no joints. Like the injured Chris Paul, you ain't got no point. I just come through with a couple bossy bitches. They get money too, they some don't cross me bitches. Flossy bitches, Sergio Rossi bitches. And if we at the game, then it's flossy bitches. I ride for my bitches. I'm so fucking rich, I cop rides for my bitches. Dollar menu fries, apple pies, other bitches. I drop a freestyle and get a rise out of bitches. Bitches, my bitches. I need a nigga with some different strokes, tied bitches. Shout out to my main bitches and my side bitches. Need a nigga with some good neck, eye stretches. My nigga.
Said that I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my
New York
niggas.
To
and they ain't going
got
in.
Got YG
with
me, so don't get
something. My nigga, my
uh-huh.
Nigga.
You better get your motherfucking oven mitt, bitch.
Yeah, y'all. What's going on? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. It's Unsigned Hype Radio. Y'all must forgive me for getting a late start. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where the fuck my assistant and where my co-host is because he's supposed to start the show. You know what I'm saying? But he's fucking up today. You know what I'm saying? And it's really got me feeling some type of way. But it's all good, though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's 5:22 going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I want to welcome you to episode He even fucked up all the way around. Episode 7 of Unsigned Hype Radio. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we got a full clip for you today. You know what I'm saying? Today we're going to talk about how can you get paid from your ringtones, okay? We got my guru specialist and technology specialist, Kenny Black, is going to be chiming in today. You know what I'm saying? And also, live in the studio, we got my man Courtney Ferguson, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, Sir Hitter. You know, he's out there doing a show out there in the ATL right about now and stuff like that. I hope that's where the hell my co-host is and everything like that, because this ain't no good. Nobody not showing up. Nobody not starting the show. We don't act like this, and we don't do this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But big shout-out to my man Kenji, Stinger Boy Records, and this, that, and the other, man. You better call me and let me know what the fuck is going on and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's logging on and listening to us and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I've had a crazy week. Of course, if don't nobody know, your boy Fat Man is getting ready to relocate. I'm going to Houston, Texas, okay? Going to Houston, Texas, getting ready to relocate, go out there and do some hell of a damage in this unsigned artist game. You know what I'm saying? About to be the new radio personality out there, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy about to do big things. If you got anything to say, questions, comments, or anything about today's show, hit me up at 657-383-0199. Press the 1 button if you want to speak to the host. Yours truly, but that's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? We're coming live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Out the basement flow. You know what I mean? So big shout out to all my artists out there that's doing their damn thing, that's out there grinding and this, that, and the other, and doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? We got my man Kenny Black on the phone and everything, because today's topic is about ringtones, okay? You still can get paid and still make money off your ringtones. You just have to make sure that your ringtone is doing what it's supposed to do and do what you're supposed to do as an unsigned artist to make sure your ringtones are being promoted. We got a lot of stuff going on out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and everything like that. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's being promoted properly, all right? You know what I'm saying? When you got something that you need to promote and you need to make sure that it gets out there and this, that, and the other, you have to take it into your own hands to make sure that your shit gets out there. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I say to all my co-hosts, to all my artists and this, that, and the other. You have to take an initiative of yourself to make sure that shit gets out there. You have to make sure that your own promo gets out there. You have to make sure that your own messages, your own promotion and everything that you say, do, breathe, eat, sleep gets out there, because no one else is going to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? And this is one thing that I've had to learn the hard way of being in this entertainment business, because I can expect someone to help me. I can't expect someone to do it for me. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So big shout out to everybody that's listening to me right now. Big shout out to my man Kenny Black. You know what I'm saying? One of the main ingredients of Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? One of the main ingredients of everything that's been going on out here in Las Vegas that's been black technology. If don't nobody know, you need to go and look my man up. His name is Kenny Black, okay, on Facebook and everything. You need to make sure you look him up and everything, and we're going to keep it going and we're going to keep it pushing. I got to pay some bills right now, and I'm going to be right back with my man Kenny Black, all right? All right, man.
We got London on the track. Whoa. On the track.
Yeah, man, TIP and this motherfucker with me, niggas. To the mess with it. Rex.
I count 6 shots. busting out the bando. A nigga jury real metal like a piano. I went from rad to riches to a future with tilt. I went from smart car to a bitch with some smart lips. And that if an end made my hip limp. I'm going fishing with these little bitty strip dips. And my bankroll kinda big dip. Woo. She gon' bring it on a big ship. White trail, no quick trip. I got drugs in the alley, no tip. Yeah. Woo. She just wanna have a good day. Smoke way more weed than the guy in LA. I want them birds the next man. Never let them fly away.
What?
I heard, hey, hey. This is what my niggas say.
If it ain't about the money, yeah.
Don't be blowing me up, nigga. I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line. Stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say. I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
Turn it.
I pass in 11, I pass in 11.
I boom.
I ran in the gate, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what they
I sound like the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend.
Hey.
Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with lettuce.
Hey, bro.
Hey. She try to make the ashes, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
I what you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back pocket full of stone. With your money down like a book of hard folk. Playing with it, I'ma send them through your car, though. My wife play the shit sick, got a Bravo. I'm doing it for black and yellow, free hard, though. The head honcho, nigga, no tonto, nigga. I quit to put some bricks in a Bronco, nigga. Talk shit while I don't respond at all, nigga. No murder, no dough, no combo. Don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
Turn it.
I packed in 11, I packed in 11.
I boom. Turn.
I ran in the gate, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what they got?
I sound like the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend.
Hey.
Fans out the grocery store, they stuff with lettuce.
Hey.
She try to make the ashes, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches. Hey.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing in the trash like good blow. Made a baby, you slain that crap. Ride so tall while he bang that act. If they ever took a law, better bring that back. Catch him with your bitch, he gon' blow your brain out there. Hey, know you better be on your bed, behave you when address me. Because by gun, we don't let him be. Nigga, disrespect me, I'ma catch a felony. For real, if you listen, I can get you paid. But not interested in the shit you say. If it ain't about the money,
nigga,
don't be blowing me up, nigga, I ain't getting up.
If it ain't about the money.
Ain't no use to you ringing my line, stop wasting my time.
If it ain't about the money.
Nah, I can even hear what you say, I ain't better do shit.
If it ain't about the money.
Bitch, you can miss me with it. Bitch, nigga, miss me with it.
Turn it.
I packed in 11, I packed in 11.
I boom. Turn.
I ran in the gate, my shoes are just set.
No, no, what they got?
I sound like the Reverend, I shoot at the Reverend.
Hey.
Out the grocery store, they stuff with lettuce.
Hey.
She try to make the ashes, I tell on these bitches. Hey. When it's about time to pay, I'ma bail on these bitches.
What you think we in the neighborhood about? Standing at the corner store with a pocket full of dough. I be damned if a nigga wipe a hood, ho. Learned that from UGK, back a pocket full of stone, nigga.
Cut it. way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular.
Cash.
Hitting my plug on the celly. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 on my side.
Bah.
Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cuz. OC, I found me a plug.
G.
I got it straight out the mug.
G.
Keep it 100,
no
bugs.
No,
I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub. Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in the kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Yeah. Niggas steady tripping, so I steady gripping. Yeah. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. Yeah. I don't fuck with phony, about to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Yeah. Show.
Cut it,
woo.
Cut it,
yeah.
Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it.
Way too high, you need to cut it.
Your
price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Women bought a Nana, living with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touched my rap money.
Now
I'm out in L.A. fucking with that boy O.T.
What's poppin'?
Flew to L.A., got a plug on that O.G. You know I been getting money, if you know me.
You know that.
When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G's.
What?
I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's.
100.
I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it.
Nah.
Your ice, you need to tuck it. She f*** with me, she lucky.
Yeah.
A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage.
Stupid.
Let's get the small talk.
Hey.
It's time to talk names.
Hey. Hey.
Young nigga playing with commas.
Stop.
Might go get a lamp for the summer.
Uh-huh.
I been out here in these streets all my life.
Hustling.
Beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right I'm busting. My trap house, I love it.
I love it.
Put some forges on my old school and I had to cut it.
What?
But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it,
shout,
cut it, cut it,
shout.
Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Cut it, cut it,
cut it,
cut it, cut it,
cut it,
cut it,
cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Yeah, everybody, you got your boy Fat Man coming back to you live and direct, y'all. I do apologize for everything that's going on. I got some technical difficulties going on because my damn assistant hasn't called me nor has chimed in to let me know what the hell is going on. So with no further ado, we about to bring in my man right now. And like I said, you know, he's the technology guru. He's the man that knows about the master plan of doing these ringtones. I'm about to bring in my man right now, Kenny Black. What's going on, Kenny?
What it do, what it do, what it do, man?
Man, what's going on, man? I'm sitting here, man, running around this studio like a chicken with my head cut off right now.
You need to fight that nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
You need to fight that nigga.
Fucked up. And I'm going to put it out there, let everybody know, yeah, he done fucked up. And shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good, man. What's going on with Black technology?
Man, we just trying to stay out of the wind, stay out of the people's way, man, and keep doing our thugism with this technology. Things have changed now, you know. Technology has changed. People have changed hands. Stuff has changed hands, but we still strong with it. You know, I'm still on that mission to tell the artists how these record companies is continuously screwing them out of their money. And they wonder why they ain't got no money these days or selling records or tapes or CDs or anything, you know?
I need you to tell our listeners how these record labels, we're going to start off with this with baby steps, because a lot of these artists can't keep up with the type of shit that we're putting out. So we're going to start off with this with baby steps. How do you feel that the record companies is taking advantage of these artists in this world today?
In this world today, they're using them because we're so broke with just signing on the dotted line. Now these new artists probably sign a $100,000 deal, which ain't no money after your lawyer and all that shit gives you. You ain't got 20, and you go out and buy cars, houses, and boats off $100,000. Nigga, the old artists back in the days were getting more money than y'all. They just misused it. Y'all not even getting no money because they don't. The value of the music is not what it is. It ain't even selling. Ain't no music selling because everybody sounds the fucking same. The record companies love it because Lil Wayne sound like Lil Rick Ross. Lil Rick Ross sound like Dre. Dre sound like all them. I don't even know the niggas that's singing on the radio right now.
Right.
The ringtone business is still a billion-dollar business. Everybody has a ringtone on their phone, whether it's an artist ringtone or it's a custom ringtone from the company they purchased their phone from. The reason why the ringtone business got saturated is because us people, black people, didn't realize how to captivate your own fucking money. That's what it was. You didn't know the business aspect of it. Prime example to the audience out there, Soulja Boy. And I use him as an example because it's the funniest fucking shit ever. Soulja Boy sold 450 million ringtones at $4.99. Do the math. How much money is that?
What? Wait a minute. Say that again.
Soulja Boy, when the ringtones were going out back in the day, maybe 8 years ago, 9 years ago, sold over 450 million ringtones at $4.99. Now, how much is that?
So basically, he basically sold his ringtones at $5 a pop.
And guess how much they gave that nigga? 0.1 cent. He made $8 million. Now he broke because they want their money back. Where the fuck did all that money go? That's why the ringtone business went, because niggas didn't know where their money. iTunes sucked all you niggas' money up. And I'm saying that all you artists, iTunes killed you guys. They even killed the record company by giving the record company 60 cent off of every ringtone. So who's the fool? Man,
wait,
you just took that $8 million and you owe Bobby $5 on it, and you spent $3. So Soulja Boy's broke. Where did all the money go to?
Well, wait a minute. All that. I'm the $25 million nigga. All that shit is just fluff.
Say that again.
I said all that he running around talking about. I feel like $25 million and this, that, and the other, because he's talking about that's what he made off his ringtone. All
the motherfucking lie. They gave him 0.1 cent. And he made $8 million. Do you think they're gonna let him make $25 million? That was more money than any artist at that time. They gave him 0.1 cent. He happy. $8 million signing on the dotted line. That's why I said people don't understand. You might have good craft, but if you don't understand the business aspect of it, you're gonna get beat.
Okay. Okay. Well, I see we're gonna have to go back to the beginning. I need you to explain to these artists that's listening right now, and if anybody want to chime in right now, we're talking with the ringtone and technology guru, all right, Kenny Black. He's been all over. He's been with Black Wall Street. They're getting ready to create a movie about him. He's already writing the book and everything like that. I really need you guys to listen to what he's saying right now, because this is what you need to know in the industry. You guys are out here doing these shows and everything like that, but you don't know the business behind the industry and everything. So, Kenny, go on ahead and finish telling them what you were saying about how, you know, you can recoup, but you don't recoup what is being owed to you.
Oh, no. That's the game in the but history repeats itself. They've been screwing artists all the time. That ain't nothing new. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm mad at the OGs because they're not explaining to these youngsters how to get down and better themselves. The OGs in the game, they still trying to make money because they broke. So do you think they're going to train a youngster to do more than what they're doing? No, it's not going to happen. So you're out there in the wilderness by your own. So instead of being in the studio all day long,
Start learning the business aspect of what you're doing. If you're writing a song, you should get it copyrighted. Start from beginning and get it copyrighted yourself. You don't need these people no more to get that stuff copyright. You know what I mean? So you got to start by yourself and your little managers. Everybody ain't a manager either. How are you hiring a manager that ain't never been in the business before? You got a friend being a manager. You got to stop that shit. Get with a real manager or get with somebody who's been in the business, had a record or something. Stop seeing your friends and these monkey-ass producers that's doing the same beat for everybody. Enough is enough. You guys are not looking at the craft. You guys don't even know your history. The older gentleman is trying to tell you, youngsters, but y'all think, oh, nigga, y'all ain't got no money. How you make the money? These are the pioneers. They can show you the right route to take. You know, there's a lot of people out here in other places that's really good with their talent, but they don't know the business aspect of it. Soulja Boy should have been not working for any money ever again. You feel what I'm saying? He shouldn't have had to produce a record ever again. And the records that he produced was whack anyways. You know what I mean? So the ringtone was, and I'm saying it out loud, y'all know that shit was whack? And 90% of the music out there is whack because who are they and what are they saying? You know, I don't, you know, but the ringtone business is still a $1 billion business. You just, and it's not an internet thing. You got to have a software to go with your ringtones. If you don't have a software application and the money goes straight to your bank account, what do you have? Because first of all, you letting them people touch your money. It's like hustling backwards, like somebody selling crack on the street and the money goes to the crack man and not the dude that's selling in the street. He ain't even touching the money. That's crazy as hell. I'm taking the risk, so why the money ain't touching my bank account? At least touch it. They're giving you the crumbs. They're giving you the last end of everything. They didn't gave, so $8 million wasn't nothing. You feel what I'm saying? That was nothing. That was a write-off to them. So me, personally, I have a brand new ringtone where the artist says the client's name, the message, and then the ringtone comes out. It makes the ringtone more personal to the client because right now a ringtone ain't nothing but a cut it, edit version of your song, and they can steal it all day long. Just, you know, they got devices on the internet where you can steal and make your own ringtone. That's fine and dandy, and that went good, but the thing that I'm doing is letting the artist say your name with their voice. It's a whole different thing. Now, that's what I'm setting up, and then the money goes straight to the artist's bank account. It ain't going to iTunes. It ain't going to us. It's going right into your bank account. So if you got 5 million fan bases, what you say? You know, you should be able to make your own money. Why are we still selling, trying to go on the internet when all these people say they got fan bases and likes? Because they don't really have them. You know, a record company wants to see.
Well, see, you didn't open up another door. Now, when we go to likes and views, how do you feel about these computer-generated views? Because as far as I know, and the people in the A&Rs that I've talked to, with Universal Capital, you know, Arista and everything like that, they don't even count those views.
They don't look at them because there's software out there that can continuously click on the views and make you have a million views. There's a software out there that can.
So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So what are you telling me that there are is software out there that's going to computer generate your views, but they're not legitimate?
Yeah, it's $59.99. That's how much it costs. You hook it up to your computer and you get likes all the time because the machine just likes the button all the time. It's a software they created. So, you know, most of these likes and these people with all those is fabricated. Even the major artists, some of that stuff is so fabricated that they don't have all of that. It looks good, but they don't actually have that. If you look around at all these artists ain't making no money. They look pretty. Ain't no artist got no money. Think about it. What have they done? You know what I mean? Ain't no, you tell me what income an artist has right now. How are they making any money? There's one way they making any money.
Let's use Lil Wayne, for example. I'm pretty sure he got his money in his.
What Lil Wayne is franchised himself. He left that bull, that nigga shit alone and start franchising himself, getting with the telephone companies. All he's doing commercials. He's doing everything. He's getting his money back because he lost a great deal of money messing with Baby Man. He lost money. You know, they were pimping him. Now he's getting on his own money, doing commercials, doing other things but rapping. They don't even want him to rap on no commercial. They're using his image. Coin. Who raised this man $5 million to pour alcohol on a phone?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, really?
You feel what I'm saying?
$5 million?
$5 million to this man to pour alcohol on a couple of commercials on the phone.
You're kidding.
Now do you understand? He's a very smart businessman. He's still doing this concert. Ain't no record selling because these fools keep releasing it on the internet and YouTube putting it. The first thing an artist do, and I don't know why they managers, is put their stuff on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and use a converter, you can transfer that song and you can have it in your car in 5 minutes. So what the hell will you be putting your song on YouTube for, you idiots? And these are the things that I be trying to tell the people, but they don't listen. They want to get the YouTube hit. Fool, everybody in the country is now listening to your records for free. So what are you worth now? Zero. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody
wow.
do the same thing because they're taught to do the same thing. Okay, as soon as I get this song out, I'm going to put it on the internet, and I'm going to put it all over the world and get my locks. Are you stupid? You
right.
stupid? You know, so, you know, the artists just need to learn their craft. They need to learn their business. Stop letting their managers run their whole thing and learn the business. That's all they have to do. Once they learn the business, you'll see a lot more successful artists and rappers. You know what I mean? Learning
okay.
the business. Once they learn the business and see how the business ends, then they can go back and start doing their stuff. They'll have a better understanding on their music, who got their music,
okay.
where their music going to
okay.
go.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, okay. So I guess the question I need to be asking you right now, because every artist always coming to the game, and I know me and you didn't see it because me and you didn't work together, and we didn't work together with these artists. Every artist coming to the game and figure, I need a manager right now. When does an artist really, truly need a manager? When is it time to appoint? When is it time to an up-and-coming artist to appoint a manager? I know you've been in the modeling, and you've been in the artist development. You've been into the artist signing. You've been into getting the artist signed to that, you know, 2-CD deal or that 1-CD deal or that 1-single deal, because they're not giving out CD deals anymore. When is it time for artists to start looking for a manager?
Never. They should look for a fucking lawyer. Don't look for a manager. Look for a lawyer. Cheap lawyer, somebody who knows the law, music law, because a manager, that lawyer will tell you more than that manager will tell you. You got to pay somebody one way or another, so if you're going to go do it, that manager is just like you. They mad because they ain't got on. What the fuck do they know? You don't need to deal with that manager. You need to learn your craft yourself, get you a nice lawyer that you can do, and let your lawyer do the talking. Because we don't understand
okay.
the law. They beat us with the law, the little dots and things they put in these bill contracts. That's how they
right.
beat us. So
right.
why would you go get a manager unless this manager or lawyer?
Right.
There's no need.
Now,
if he ain't got no type of lawyer skills or any type of contract skills, what you doing with that man? That
now,
lawyer?
Now,
I mean,
on,
that
hold
manager?
On, hold on. We're going to run this back. Because you just said a mouthful just a few minutes ago. You just said that the manager that you're dealing with is pissed off because he didn't get on. Elaborate
Hello.
On that.
Dude, most of these managers I experienced in Vegas and L.A., they want to be managers because they wasn't successful. So how can you be with a manager that has never been successful or haven't did anything that you have or trying to do? That don't make no sense.
Yeah, you're right.
and
you are right.
Look, I'm hitting them in the head. Why would you do that? Go get a nigga just like you, and both of y'all dumb to the fact, and both of y'all get messed up. Now you giving him money, they taking your money. What the fuck is going on? Get you a lawyer. Get you a cheap lawyer. There's lawyers out there that need work. Get you a cheap lawyer and let that lawyer do the work for you, because it's the same difference. You making friends with a manager, make a friend with that lawyer. That lawyer don't care about all your interactions and all that stuff. They want to defend you and make sure you got a contract that's suitable for you. That's what they need.
Yo, in case you all just chiming in, we are talking with the guru, okay? I personally named him the guru, Kenny Black, on technology, especially black technology, you know what I'm saying? And it's the reason why he named it black technology, you know what I'm saying? And we are talking to him about ringtones. He's been putting guys up on ringtones for I don't know how many years. The cats seem to think that the ringtones don't pay off like they should. But if your business is doing what it should, your ringtones will pay off. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break right now and pay some bills and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to come back with more of my man from Black Technology, my man Kenny Black, because he's putting us up on some real game and stuff like that today. This is why I had him come on here, because he's going to let us know as black people, okay, hear me what I'm saying. It's a lot going on in the world today, and I know Kenny has a political view on our president, on our presidential race and this and the other. We're going to get into all of that, because all of this coincides with the unsigned artist, whether you believe it or not. Am I right or wrong, Kenny?
That's right. That's right. And I know you don't want me to get on this president election. Boy, we finna have some fun with that.
No, well, I want to hear your point of view on this presidential election. I want to hear your point of view on the presidential election, and what the impact that it has on our music, hip-hop music, R&B music, rock and roll, country, European, all of that. We're going to pay some bills right now, y'all, and we're going to be right back with the guru, okay? That's my personal name for him, the guru, Kenny Black, all right?
9-800.
Brookfield is bitch, man.
D.E., nigga. I'm in this bitch like a tampon, D-boy, dance on, count so much money than you can ever plan on, yeah, my juice list, check the wrist, couple bands on, we don't fold money, we just wrap the rubber bands on, hustle on the block, DE is where I stand on, 9-800 on my arm, I got it brand on, hoes fall for anything, ain't got no leg to stand on, ain't Nelly, but it's hot in here, turn them fans on, stay fresh to death, I'm the West Coast Cameron, and your boy flow tight, man, your boy so right, money making mention in my arms like a strobe. Like I'm Michael Jack, nigga, when I step the streets glow bright. I ball like eye sockets. Hella bands on me, nigga, and my pocket rocket. Being broke ain't in my plans. The way this jazzer clap, you think I was an Eagles fan.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Not tell her where to go, though. Couple four bitches, so I had to cut the photo. And I'll show you how to get it. 50 tryna ball, coming rolling bounds with me. And if you really about your chicken, cause bitch, I'm trying to eat. All you gotta do is listen.
I'm getting paid like the president. And it's dark that I'm smoking, it was heaven sent. Get money, it was evident. Cause my dad was a baller in his element. Yeah, you know I had to show and prove. New cars every year, that's how that nigga move. 2 grams in the swishes with that nigga blue. Flip bricks, get rich with the whole crew. Black on black, Euro for the boys in blue. Stash box full of bricks and the revenue. Water whipping in the kitchen, mama never knew. 45 on my waist for that jealous dude. If you flipping bricks, be careful who you sell it to. I'm brand new, fresh out the box. D. Miller Reeboks with the magic socks. Leather band on the Breitling bezel filled with rocks.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go to. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. If you tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
All the mall, my right wrist. My necklace like glitter when the light hit. Candy tank, 28s, that's the right shit. Spend 25, get 48, that's the right flip. My closet cost the price of a white brick. And my swag costs attention like some nice tits. I might get it, she tied it in the vice grip. But if not, I'm turned off like a light switch. My life rich, new eras is some nice kicks. My white bitch, red eye, flying night tricks. The paper boy, yeah, I'm getting paper now. These niggas hate me, cause I'm on my paper route. And I'm doing things you only dream about. So if you ain't talking money, nigga, why you speaking loud? Me and my niggas, we be down for it. Stainless steel rolling with the crown on it.
Get money, flipping dough. Up in Sin City, so we tryna send a hoe. Now I tell her where to go to. Couple four bitches, so I had to cop the photo. And now I show you how to get it. If you tryna bunk, come and roll and bounce with me. And if you really bout your chicken, cause bitch, I'm tryna eat, all you gotta do is listen.
Yeah, y'all, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? That was my man King Jeta, you know what I'm saying? Get money, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Oakland, Sacramento area of California, you know what I'm saying? We don't do nothing but play original music. We fit them in with the majors, but we are all about our original music. Big shout out to everybody that's been calling in. Big shout out to my man Kenny Black that's on the lines, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying, who's giving up this game about the ringtones and everything like that, you know what I'm saying. Big shout-out to my man Sir Hitta, who's out there in the ATL doing a show right now. He's going to call in and everything, you know what I'm saying, right after he gets off the stage. So we got nothing but original artists, original things going on right now, you know what I'm saying? And we doing it real big. Kitty, the one thing that I wanted to ask you was about how much does the presidential election tie in with the unsigned artists? I know you got some views on this.
Well, let me give y'all these famous words. Damn if we do, damn if we don't. Both of the presidents are fucked. They're going to snatch, if we don't go vote as black people, they're going to snatch every part of a come up we have, from the Social Security to the welfare to the food stamp. They're going to snatch that up, so be prepared. Now, what's happening in the industry, they already know black people ain't going to be able to get together and do anything. It's going to be major. Once any one of these presidents get into election into it, it don't really matter. Trump would have did our asses in faster. Clinton's just gonna take. It's gonna be a slow death to us because they're gonna start cutting programs. Now those same programs will affect young black individual because that's how we living right now. Most of the artists ain't got no job. They can't get a job. Maybe 60% of them may have a job, but the last 40% is living off child support, all the stuff because they can't get a job. It's not that they didn't finish school. They just ain't hiring our young black men. Especially if you got a look, and how the fuck can you go get a job? You got tattoos on your face, nigga. Don't nobody want to hire you. So we got to start from the beginning and start grooming ourselves. We don't even look right for our own people. That's why our own people won't support the youngsters. Y'all don't even look right. Them youngsters don't even put on a suit. They don't even have dress clothes. You feel what I'm saying? But they got them Jordans. So, you know, we really got to stop blaming everybody else. It ain't even about the election.
Hold on, Black. You see they talking about we can't wear dreads anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want it. You can't wear dreads at it. You can't have an afro. You can't. And Kaepernick did that. What's the boy name for the 49? Kaepernick? Quarterback. Oh, scary ass right. Quarterback. He got them all fired up because he won't do what they want us to do, keep patronize our American system. He's not doing that because he realized now he needs to step up and start speaking out. Damn football. You feel what I'm saying? He ain't playing no motherfucking way. They got to pay him his contract. So he needs to speak up for what he believes in. That's what's wrong with our Black people. They hurt you financially so you can shut the fuck up. You feel what I'm saying? They hurting me. That's what happens with our Black people in this world. We get hurt financially, and then we all crumbled up, and we'll end up fighting each other. That's what
okay,
they want us
okay,
to do.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
So, so coincide that with our ringtones and our registration with BMI, because I'm still noticing it's a lot of artists out here that's not even registered with BMI.
BMI, it's like ASCAP BMI bullshit. They've been bullshitting the record company. Why not? If you have a fan base, now listen to me very carefully. The record company wants you to have 2 million fan bases, right? For them to even acknowledge your presence. So if you got 2 million fan base, legitimate fan base, what the fuck do you need with a fucking record company when you can sell your album for a dollar? Hello? Did you hear what I'm saying?
Say that again.
The record labels want you to have 2 million fan base before they give you a record deal. Legitimate email addresses, a legitimate 2 million. If you had 2 million fan bases, what the fuck are you using the record company for? Sell your record for a dollar.
Yeah.
You ain't understand.
Yeah.
They ain't understanding
what
I'm saying.
No,
everybody
want
to talk about they got fans and they got 20 million fans. Make your fans buy your record for a dollar.
Well, I found this out, Mr. Black, through a A&R, through Universal, that they're not even looking to listen, let alone feature, let alone give a record deal to no one over 25 these days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they're smart in the game. They want the young kids because they can still manipulate them and have them sign on the dotted line because $1 million still looks good to a broke motherfucker.
Right.
That's what's happening.
Can you elaborate on that?
And the people over 20. Huh?
I said, can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, because, they're trying to get them younger and younger because they not have the experience and the know-how, you know, and the young kids are so broke right now because of society. They so broke. So if you offer a youngster and he might be good, $50,000, they going to snatch it up, not knowing that they, you know, the record label, he's worth more than that. But you got to sign on that dotted line because you so struggled, and then, you know, you want to get out of jail, but they don't know when you sign on that dotted line, you owe them. And they taking it out of your first record sale. If your first record sale, ringtone sales, don't sell, then they done with you.
Okay.
You sell as you want to sell. You know?
This is why I'm glad I got you on the show, because we've been talking about recoupment. Even with the ringtone deal, because they give out ringtone deals, they give out publishing deals, they give out producer deals and everything like that. But on the back of these deals, on the back end of these deals, is a small clause called recoupment. Am I right or wrong, Mr. Black?
You're absolutely right.
Okay, so can you explain that to these artists that's out here listening to us right now? And is there any artists out there listening that want to talk to Mr. Black and really get the meat and potatoes of what the fuck is going on? You need to hit us up at 657-383-0199. Make sure you press the 1 button to let me know that you want to talk to Mr. Black. 657-383-0199. 9-9, press the 1 button. Go ahead, Mr. Black, elaborate on that.
Okay, on recruitment. When you sign in that deal, they've already made plans to get their money back. They're going to estimate, okay, you said you got 1 million copies sold. So after, if you don't get 1 million copies sold, they're deducting whatever you owe and keep. So that means if you're selling a record and it doesn't complete the recoupment, you owe them another record until you recoup all their money back. That's the old way of marketing, because here's the thing. When you pay your okay, on a recoupment deal, already has said, okay, this artist is going to have $1 million sales. They're in sales. Okay, if you don't meet that $1 million sales, then you owe them plus the money that they gave you. So most of the artists can't come back from that, and that's why they be signed to these old ridiculous ass deals and sitting on the shelf for 5 years, just like the Black Eyed Peas. Y'all didn't know the Black Eyed Peas sat on death row for 6 years.
No,
they sat on death row for six years.
Wait, hold on. No, hell no, we didn't know that. What you talking about? They sat on the shelf for 5 years.
They sat on the shelf for 5 years before they, let's get it started, and they only got it because when Suge Knight and them got in trouble and they had to give up the record company, they released all the artists on the record company. That's how the Black Eyed Peas got their spot. Black Eyed Peas was doing stuff since the 80s.
Hold on, Mr. Black. Now, out of all the researching that I've been doing recently, I've been seeing Suge Knight had a hand in all this shit that's been going on right now.
You know what? I ain't mad at Suge. Suge shook up the industry, because what Suge did, he might have been doing some foul shit, but he ghetto. He was tired of these motherfuckers talking that shit, you know, so he went in there and took his shit. I ain't mad at you, gangster. But you should have kept it gangster and put it back in the hood, put that money back to the people who really need it, not floss and do the other thing. People don't even know the real story about Pac.
I mean, for you know, and I agree 100% with you. But it's like, why did y'all try to silence this man? Because all of this shit is going to come out. He has some shit to do with Michelle and everything else with NWA.
Everybody in L.A. Everybody in L.A. ran across this man.
NWA, from what I see, he been fucking with NWA and Ice Cube and everything from back in the day.
Let me give you the story,
brother. When he was a bodyguard, when he was still a football player.
Yeah, and bodyguard at Uptown that was right across the street from Circus. I've been knowing him since he was a football player back in the day. I knew this man. Now, what he did, he just shook up the industry and made bad deals. Now, some of the deals, y'all don't even know where that deal came from. Have you ever heard of Harry-O?
Okay.
Harry-O
yeah.
is
Harry
the founder.
O.
No, not no damn Harry-O, Bob. Guy named Harry-O. He started the he's in prison. He was like a Rick Ross in the game. He started Death Row.
Okay.
Him and his wife Letitia. They hired Suge Knight to be the manager of the company. They seen the way the money was, and people don't even know when they lost the deal. This man got awarded $73 million, and he's still in prison. When Death Row got taken down, they had to award this man $73 million. He's still in jail. Yeah, they gonna get it to him. He might not never get out. You feel what I'm saying? That's what Suge
right.
did wrong by. He just didn't take care of the people who took care of him, period. That's all it was. And, you know, people got greedy and got that money, and you feel invincible, but you still have people out to get you. Once you hit a mark in the system where they don't want your ass no more, they will take your ass down just like they doing Suge. Suge will never get out.
Wow.
He will never get out.
Wow.
Just like O.J. Simpson, never get out.
I keep telling y'all, we get the real. I make sure that I bring in the real. You are talking to Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying, guru of ringtones and black technology and this and the other. Now, real quick, Kenny, before we go to this break and pay some bills, tell them what black technology is all about and where they can find you. Hello. Kenny, you there? Okay, y'all, we're going to take a break and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to be back with my man, Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're going to get into one of our artists and everything like that, Mr. Lerome Loken. We're going to pull up.
Can I pull up on him?
Pull up.
Can I pull up on him?
Pull up on
him. Can I pull up on him?
Pull up.
Can I pull up on him?
Pull up.
Can I pull up on him?
Pull up.
Can I pull up on him?
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna. Yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. You can smoke and drink with me. Girl, you should pull up. You should come and roll with a nigga on the low. You should come and smoke with a nigga on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some one, two. We about to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm on my way. Cranberry in the vodka, hit the vape. You ain't got a lot, I know you wanna hang. Hit me anytime, girl, we do this every day. Just send me a text, send you the address. Put this in your GPS, yes. We got bottles, we got bottles. We celebrating life, can't stun, I'm up next. Girl, I'm on my way. Body on fleek. If you pull up at the crib, you know what it's gonna be. Netflix and chill, let's keep it real. Got drinks on ice, girl, twist up, get out. Girl, you should get to know me, yeah. You should get to know me. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you wanna come to the crib and get drunk with him. Get fucked up with him.
Welcome to motherfucking Detroit, goddammit, Wonderboy. Shit.
Yeah, yeah. We can. Let's do some love. Welcome to Detroit.
With my gangsters and all my thugs. Throw them hands if you show some love. And welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Man, we deep everywhere we roll. Ask around, and they all know Tricky. That's what's good, and they all say Tricky.
Click, click, boom, just as soon as we hit the room, you can hear them holla Goon Squad in this bitch. Let me hear you holla Goon Squad in this bitch. Let me hear you holla Runyon Ave in this bitch. So who am I gonna call on when I ain't got them boys with me? And the situation gets a little sticky. I'ma dial 911 like I'm on
boy, trick, trick, quick, come pick me up. Bring them guns, come to the club, meet me out front. Just some jump off in this bitch, popping some jump, cause he's drunk. And we may have to fuck his ass off, cause jump smells a little fishy. And I don't like the way his boys keep looking at me. So homie, come get me. Shut up, boys, what up, though? I see you rock bottom, yeah, I see you. All my Detroit people, where you at, man? Let me see them hands in the sky. Detroit motherfuckers till we die.
Where's my game, cause you know my thug. Show them hands if you show some love. And welcome to Detroit City. I said welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Man, we deep everywhere we roll. Ask around and they all know Tricky. Ask what's good and they all say Tricky.
Homie, it's been a long time coming and I'm straight with that. Russell called me the 54 of the lace to track. It's the beat that you hear and bang and he produced it himself. My bad, almost forgot to introduce myself. My name is Chick Chick, head of the Goon Squad and gangs. I've been banging the underground since 95 with bank. Elected to be the villain and certified a minute. Holding it down since I paroled up out of prison. You heard about me, didn't know it was me. All the treacherous evil deeds in the deep. Yeah, that was me. Been connected up in the game. I just wasn't chasing the fame. I've been chasing the paper products and giving names to pain. Accusations of violence, no, you done heard of that. Took a $250,000 for beating the murderer. Was a boy holding me up, shady to put it out. Chick, chick, and Eminem, Detroit, back in
my game. My game, cooking all my thugs. Throw them hands if you show some love. And welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Man, we deep everywhere we roll. Ask around, and they all know Tricky. Ask what's good, and they all say Tricky.
Ayo, M, you ever need one of these weapons, can get it. From now on, every beat that you get it, homie, I'm in it. I've been riding for the city, brother, wrong or right. I've been whooping on motherfuckers for the longest time, so it's evident. It's time for Trick to get it fast. The public see they appreciate my criminal past. Authorities tried to stop me, but they couldn't keep up. Got a fan base that's bigger than the average star. I'm satisfied with it being my time to shine. And I freak from the bricks that provide the crime. I ain't saying the shit that I'm saying so girls can feel me. I'm just speaking on what I know so that the world can hear me. So peace to Jimmy and Dre for signing my nigga. He reached back to Detroit and grabbed the winner. So the gangsters above, we embrace with love. And beat the hell out of anybody that fucked with us.
Where's my gangsters and all my thugs? Throw them hands if you show some love. And welcome to Detroit City. I said welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Man, we deep everywhere we roll. Ask around and they all know Tricky. Ask what's good and they all say Tricky.
Yeah.
Welcome to Detroit. Come back.
You already know. Yeah, D-Town 313. You know what I'm saying?
Trick, trick. Trick
Detroit is in the building.
Trick, trick, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's been tuning time and in. If you want to holler and talk and get in on the topic that's going on right now, because I'm telling you, Mr. Kenny Black been putting it down, you know what I'm saying, ever since he got on the phone, 657-383-0199. That's 657-383-0199. You know what I'm saying? And right now we're about to, you know, make sure my man back in here. You know what I'm saying? So we've been talking about a little bit of everything, but he's been putting everybody up on game about their ringtones and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I want you to touch on, Mr. Black, is about the copyrights. Can you please make sure that people understand that the copyrights is so important?
You know, they just changed the law with that. There's no more copyrights with all the music. So all the music that the niggas was making 10 years ago, there's no copyrights on them no more. They just passed a new law. So that's what I'm saying. You got to be up on the law. Now, if you really want to be political right with this, fuck a patent copyright. Only reason why a patent and a copyright, you got to spend $5,000 on a patent, same as a copyright. Like if you have songs or record, you still got to spend that money. Okay, it takes 5 years to get that copyright or patent. In 5 years, where the fuck y'all going to be? If you ain't made the money out the gate, what the fuck I'm going to be waiting 5 years for a fucking copyright?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You're moving too fast. because they don't know the difference between a patent copyright and a copyright. So you got to explain that.
Okay. A copyright is where you go get your copyrights to have your songs and play your song. It belongs to you. But there's different things with a copyright, like the promotion of the copyright. It's different entities of a copyright. They want you to get a They want you to get a patent with that copyright, because if you come out with a CD cover and you got your own stuff on, that's a patent. That's your own style. That's your stuff. So you have to get a patent on it. Now, what they didn't tell you is that's all somebody had to do, even with the copyrights and stuff. Change one line in that shit, and they can do the same thing you're doing. It ain't about the copyright. It's the first. The internet came along and made you guys say, okay, the first one out going to get the copyrights. The first nigga that produced their stuff is going to get it. Anything else, yeah, we're going to go through the legal and get all that. But you out, you go get it, and then that's it. Go to the next. They can't keep creating like black folks. We're creators.
Okay.
So once we create one thing, we can go to another. Everybody's pending on this copyright and waiting around. And when you go send that paperwork in to get a copyright, nigga, they copyrighting your shit right then. Everybody in the music company, this nigga's trying to get his copyright on. So y'all better get him before he get it. It's all a they're all together. They work together, man.
Okay.
All the people work together, man.
Listen, I got my finally got my co-host on the line coming from
Yes.
You know, to my man Kenji that lost his phone again. Kenji tried to put a strap or a chain to your phone, my nigga, and this and the other. That way you can lose
who you really do,
phone
man.
And shit.
Hey, man, I do
you
apologize to
Kenji, I want you to meet Mr. Kenny Black. Kenny Black, I want you to meet Kenji McKeown. You know what I'm saying? ATL, you know what I'm saying? Singer Boy Records, you know what I mean? And everything.
What's going on, Sam?
Mr. Black been putting us up on some game about what's going on in the industry and everything like that. If everybody is listening to us, if you want to chime in, it's 657-383-0199. Press the one button. We still got Mr. Sir Hitter on the phone. I'm going to see if we can really do this. Like it needs to be done. Sir Hitter, you in the building?
Sir Hitter? Is that the 513? Is that the 513?
Yeah, that's
Sir Hitter.
Sir Hitter, you in the building? Okay,
yes,
you go back on hold. All right then. So listen, Mr. McKeown, I know you had the AC3 convention.
Yes. We want to say to everybody that's out there listening, was the A3C Festival, and I do apologize to my listeners out there. My phone, I was at churches trying to get some chicken, and I left my phone, and it came back, and it was gone. We had the A3C Festival. Hey, man, it's been going good.
Wait a minute. I can't be mad at you not one bit. He said I was at some churches. This shit, and I left my phone, and I thought you was like, oh, shit.
It took everything, man. I left my man hanging over here, West Coast, you know, he been holding it down. And I was like, I'm going to get on this show before it ends. But I appreciate, you know, getting that back and being on the show, man. And Chris, you have been giving a lot of enlightenment as far as this and as far as Ringstone, what we want to talk about. And we appreciate everybody that's been calling in and West Coast. I'm here now. So I know I've been talking about the copyright, and Chris, you've been doing a great job with that, and we appreciate that. you know, and what we want to do on this show is enlighten the folks.
Yeah, that's Kenny Black. Me, you know what I'm saying? Me and Kenny Black, he's been telling me about Black Wall Street and the city. Now, Kenny, tell us about the movie and the book that you're writing and this, that, and the other, because I remember that you had told me the story. You know, me and Kenny go way back and everything like that.
Okay.
Me and Kenny met back in 2013 and this, that, and the other, because Kenny's been doing a lot of stuff, and he's been out here at these conventions. So, Kenny, kind of tell everybody, you know, how far we go back, what we do, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
Yeah, we've been out in Las Vegas, Nevada, on the West Coast, trying to educate some of these Black people and getting their songs on, because we've been there. I've been all the way to the top. I toured with Public Enemy, Run DMC, what's the dude name from SC, Young MC. I toured with all of them, but I got involved in the internet in 1986. Internet wasn't even heard about. I learned from the best, from the Bill Gates and the Amon Mourns, how the internet supposed to work. Now, what they're doing is we try to tell all the artists what had happened and how the internet will destroy their careers. Nobody listened from 1990 to now. Now they all broke, and now they wonder what happened and all that stuff. But the white folks is still eating off of your record sale. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what happens is we're not educating ourselves on the business aspect of it. Everybody wants to get a good record deal, but they're not learning the business. They're not even learning the contract. That's our problem. We don't know what the fuck we're doing, trying to get this money from them people, millions. They got lawyers. They got everybody. So you have to have a good lawyer on your team to fight fire with fire, because we don't understand all of that. That's the first and foremost thing I want to tell every artist that's out there, every production company: get you a lawyer and have your lawyer in your back pocket. If you're going to spend some money, spend it on a cool little lawyer where y'all can grow together. And that's what it is, because if you don't, they will trick your ass into everything you have. And how I know, I'm the biggest marketer in the world. I created a software for every artist, actor, and celebrity to their fan base for a dollar amount, face to face, Skype to Skype, mobile to mobile. I went on to Wall Street and they beat me out of $6.5 billion in 4 days. The biggest story in Wall Street history. I'm the only one that didn't go to jail because I didn't touch the money. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
I didn't touch. I had $400,000 in my bank account. And it's written. Now, why people don't know about this story is because we're not in tune with Wall Street. We ain't buying no motherfucking stock. Only them corny motherfuckers playing that game, straight up. You know, I didn't intend for my software to go to Wall Street. I wanted to go to the artist directly. And the reason why I wanted to go to the artist, say, for instance, you wanted to get in touch with Snoop to do some collaboration with one of your artists, right? You have to go through Snoop's manager, his best friend, the owner, the corporation. You got to go, the record label. You have to go through all of them. And if you upset any one of them, they cannot have you meet Snoop, correct? Now, what I did is flip the game. Snoop, will you take $500 for 20 minutes? Me talking to you and let me present myself Skype to Skype, mobile to mobile? You think the artist would say no when they're making $500 every 20 minutes of a day? They told me that I changed the way the artist will make money, and they will have too many people, too many rich Black folks. Now, remember, Snoop has 750 million fans. I think a million people would have called him for $500 to talk to Snoop. All the little white kids' birthday party and all that shit. Are you crazy? They told me I couldn't do that. And guess what my client says? Akon and Glasses and Malone, my friend. Akon is the richest artist ever because he took the cell phone application over to Africa. Ain't nobody saying nothing about this man because he got protection.
No. Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. I heard about that. I heard that Akon got like $300 million to bring solar power to Africa and shit like that.
Acorn,
I mean,
the gold that y'all buying from the gold, the jewelry and stuff, coming from the gold mines that they gave the Acorn for bringing
they
the software. He's
quick.
A partner.
But hold on, listen, check this out. I'm about to put everybody on hold and everything and shit like that there because we got an artist that I'm about to bring in right now. It just got off the stage, you know what I'm saying? Out there in the ATL, it's my man, Sir Hitta. What's going on, Sir Hitta?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What it is that you do, man? Let everybody know what it is that you do. I hear you're just walking off the stage and coming to do this interview.
I got A&Rs coming up to me right now, man, asking for my CD.
Okay. Well, let them know. You're doing this Unsigned Hype interview live. You know what I'm saying and everything. You know what I'm saying. We coming live, direct. You know what I'm saying. Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying and everything via ATL, man. I mean, tell us what's good, man. What's up?
Hey, it's a blessing to be down here, man, and I thank God for the opportunity. And man, this is amazing, man, to be able to come down here and put on for the city of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. Well, check this out, man. We got my man Kenji out there. I know he's on hold right now, but we got my man Kenji out there. You know what I'm saying? Out there in the ATL. You know what I'm saying? He's holding it down, and my man. Rome Logan, he out there holding it down out there in Tennessee.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Okay. Okay. Shout out to y'all.
My man Dino, you know, one of my man Dino out there, you know what I'm saying, one of the biggest promoters out there, you know what I'm saying? And I know we just got my man Kenji back on the phone. Where are you at out there in ATL, man, so y'all can link up?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm actually almost by Blue Flame.
Okay, so you are that end. I just left from the downtown area, man, and we appreciate you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, coming to line and doing what you're doing down the ATL. The A3C Festival has been wonderful. Yesterday we had Master P. Tonight we got Too Short. We got a bunch of people that's going on. Are you planning on going too? You know, the events that are going on tonight in the A3C Festival. And what have you learned just being here at the A3C Festival? I've learned so much, met so many different people, but what have you learned since being here at the A3C Festival?
Man, I learned a lot. And, I do plan it on going to see somebody tonight. I don't know who yet, but, yeah, we gonna celebrate tonight. We had a good show tonight.
And let the people know, you know, where are you going to be celebrating at? You know what I'm saying? Let the people know that, you know, where you at right now? What you plan on going to tonight?
We actually headed to Magic City.
Oh, one of Atlanta's favorite places now, Magic City. If you're in the ATL, one of the places you want
to
go.
I want to see some. The butt naked ass.
Hey, you got to if you come down here, man.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Yo, man. Well, you know, Kenji's out there where you're at, so y'all need to link up tonight.
We're
you know what I'm saying?
Link up.
Y'all
definitely
can get
link up tonight,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
Check this out. We're not going to forget that we got Mr. Kenny Black on the phone with the ringtone.
Mr. Kenny.
What it do, y'all?
How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, man. Just sitting back in the jacuzzi, smoking this thing.
That's good.
you know what I'm saying? My thing is this. You know what I'm saying? One people don't. You know, people trying. They misinterpreted Mr. Kenny Black because he's all about the black man and the black man taking care of what he's supposed to do and what he's supposed to be and everything in life. You know what I'm saying? So this is why he's so.
Right.
My man, he's so direct to the point, you know what I'm saying? This is the man that you need to get with. Of course, you're out there in ATL. You definitely need to get with Kenji, you know what I'm saying? Steelboy Records. This is why Unsigned Hype brings together artists and brings together groups and things like this so we can network,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, you know, I'm just trying to let everybody know what we're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Of course, Fat Man will be out there next week, you know what I'm saying, out there in Texas doing this damn thing, you know what I'm saying. But right now, we're going to get into this single. I'm trying to get this single pulled up of my man Sir Hitta and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying. So, Sir Hitta, tell them where you're from, where you at, what you represent.
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, man. I do a little trap music, a little drill music. I'm versatile. I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I mean, basically, I got a song called My City right now that's buzzing around the areas, and I'll be shooting a video to that in a couple weeks. So be looking out for that.
Okay. Okay, well, that's, you know, and everything. That's what's up, man. Well, check this out. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, check this out. What we about to do, you know what I mean, is we about to put it down like this. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, a.k.a. ATL, my man Kenji McEwen, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, Fat Man, I see we got Sir Hitta. He got a song,
you know what I mean?
Called.
And we doing it real big. Trap. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. We doing it real big right now. And right now we about to get into my man. Hold on, let me pull it up again. And everything like that.
Now, Fat Man, you know
saying?
I got your back over here as your co-host. I see it over here. You got your man Sir Hitta over here, and we got a song called Trap.
No, we got the song called Sir Hitta My City right here on Unsigned Hype. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do. You know what I'm saying?
This is how we do.
From both.
Yeah.
Hold on, check this out. Check this out, Sir Hitta. We got you covered from both ends of the spectrum, on the spectrum, from the East Coast to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? We about to do it like this,
yeah.
You know, My City.
My city, my city, my city. My city.
Sir Hitta.
Finesse them for that bag, I really need it. Stick them for that cash, yeah, I call them like it. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love it, not it. I'ma sign another dead body. Finesse them for that bag, I really need it. Stick them for that cash, yeah, I call them like it. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love it, not it. I'ma sign another dead body. I be jugging on the west side, this my city. I'm from Lafayette Avenue, I be on McHenry. Boy, I wish a nigga would start acting crazy. He'll be another dead body in the city. Hit him once in his neck, then hit his kidney. I finesse, he mopped that bag, now he acting lazy. I've been jugging, running up the score here lately. Shout out to all the bitches that used to play me. Sir Hitta putting on for Cincinnati. It's a jungle out here, all my niggas grind me. But I'ma keep it 100, that's what pop told me. In my city, bodies dropping, man, this shit is crazy. Every day I wake up to a new story. Homicide, it be the same story. AKs, SKs, I got a drum for you. Stick them up, gun him down,
I got a 30 for you.
Finesse them for that bag, I really need it. Stick them for that cash, yeah, I call them like it. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love the natives. I'ma side another dead body. Finesse them for that bag, I really need it. Stick them for that cash, yeah, I call them like it. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love the natives. I'ma side another dead body. Niggas hate so much, this shit don't amaze me.
I don't understand
me.
They talk behind your back, face to face, they friendly as hell.
And I'm like, welcome to the jungle, this is Cincinnati, where it's a lot of homicides and some people missing.
You gotta always be aware, you gotta pay attention. Can't get caught snuffing in the field knocking.
You hear them sirens going off, then you know what's cracking. I'm in the hood every day, but I keep my ratchet.
I was born in the streets, man, the hood raised
you, feel me?
Never let you disrespect me in my own city.
Never niggas try and get killed, I be chasing money.
Money,
I don't have shit to prove, man, these niggas nothing.
Niggas pillow talk a lot here in Cincinnati.
They gossip.
I let the eagle get him. I let the chopper split him. I let the K rip him. Warzone, Cincinnati.
This my city, Cincinnati.
Finesse him for that bag, I really need it. Stick him for that cash, yeah, I caught him lacking. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love the natty. Homicide, another dead body. Finesse him for that bag, I really need it. Stick him for that cash, yeah, I caught him lacking. I be jugging through my city, yeah, I love the natty. Homicide, another dead body.
Yeah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, we doing it real big and everything, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Sir Hitta, you know what I'm saying? Doing this damn thing, you know what I'm saying, man? So, you know, that's what I'm talking about, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling that song, man. Give your shout outs, man.
Hey, shout out to the whole city of Cincinnati, man. I do it for y'all. Shout out to my family and shout out to my 2-year-old daughter, man.
Without a doubt.
And shout out to the whole Reaper camp, man. We doing big things right now.
Right. I see y'all. Big shout out to the whole Rotten Apple Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? They're doing the damn thing out there. They're doing it. They are now up under the umbrella. Big shout out to Famo Entertainment and Famo National. You know what I'm saying? They are now up under the Unsigned Hype umbrella.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Kinchi, you got anything to ask the man?
What's up, Hitty? You know, I mean, my family is definitely from the Cincinnati area with my cousin Lemuel, who does poetry, Kashaya, who does stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of great artists that come out of the Cincinnati area. What is it that you bring that does it? Because, you know, you got Bootsy Collins. You got great bands that come from the Cincinnati, Dayton area.
I got a whole different style, demeanor, and passion, work ethic than a whole lot of people. You know, and I don't be out in the streets a lot. You know, I'm fully in the studio. I'm fully writing, so I have more time to actually work on my music and work on my craft. You know, and just bring a different sound.
That is great, sir. Okay. You know, okay. We definitely appreciate you and the different sounds you do.
Okay,
I know we got different songs and we appreciate you coming on and enlightening people. Cincinnati, you know, y'all a great city. That comes out of there in the whole Ohio area, and we appreciate you being on the show. So again, let the people know where they can find you as far as your IG, your Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is they need to find you, where they can download you.
You can find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Cartier69. My Instagram, just search Sir Hitta. I'm on Twitter, same thing, Sir Hitta, SoundCloud, Sir Hitta, Reverb Nation, Sir Hitta. So yeah, come add me, and if anybody rap would do whatever, let's link up, let's make some money, let's do business.
That's what's up.
Ooh,
we appreciate you
definitely
being on the Unsigned Hot Radio Show.
You know, I definitely want
no
them
problem.
To make sure, Kenny Black, make sure everybody got your locker number, where they can reach you at. Tell everybody where they can reach you at so they can get the ringtone.
I'm going to get y'all something to remember me by. My phone number is 4242-BLACK. That's the number. That's the real number. You can go to any search engine in America and type in Black Technology or Kenny Black, and you'll find my information. I'm not hiding. And guess what? I didn't even have to go through no computer work to make me the first on the search engine, because we know how it works. So my thing with the young artist, you're good at what your craft is, your music is good, but learn the business. While you sitting down there writing, learn the business, because that's what's going to get you in trouble. It's the business. It's not your music, it's not your craft, but it's the business. If you don't send your fucking manager in there, little manager meeting, and you ain't there. Don't do that. That's
right.
Why we all are failing right now. And I'm going to give you guys one more thing from me, and then I got to go. You guys know how the NFL, they go to ABC and they give ABC $1 million an hour to film the Super Bowl on their network, correct? So now when I pay ABC that $1 million an hour, I can film on the ABC network, okay? When the game goes off, they turn the switch off so it can't transmit anything else from that NFL game, correct? Guess what I did? I made the fucking switch. Hello? Y'all understand that? Hello? Hello? All that HBO, all that stuff, y'all using all that stuff, it's no good no more, because now they let a nigga come in and create a whole beast. So y'all got to read up on me and get educated with me, and I'm willing to talk to all the young artists, because it's a new world order. All the stuff that you mentioned, young man, about being on Twitter, that's some bullshit. Get your website and make everybody come to you. Why are you going to them? You're giving up all your rights. You're giving up all your money. You're giving up everything that you work for. You're giving it out to these people in the internet, these nerdy-ass dudes that's looking to take y'all money. So learn your crap. Learn. That's what Jay-Z tried to do with Tidal, is bring everybody over to Tidal and create a website. But you got a membership going with that. Who's going to fucking pay $10 a month when they can get the music off online for free? So all you artists, stop putting your stuff online, because they're stealing it. Y'all not even knowing it. Stop doing it. Learn the business.
Yep.
Because if you learn the business, you'll understand.
We gotta play this song by E40. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man.
Nope.
We gonna be doing it like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come back with everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
We got 9 minutes left in the show.
Yep.
We gonna be doing it real big. Yep. I tell you.
Yep.
My man Kenny Black, he dropping some science on these songs.
Yep.
Nope.
Ever told on a nigga? Nope. Ever squeezed the trigger?
Yep.
Ever set a nigga up?
Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his luck? You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player? You a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Stock rims on the scrape?
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake?
Yep.
Poodle in my blood?
Nope.
Bitch, I'm a thug?
Yep.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yep.
Starving?
Nope.
Dinner?
Yep.
You still sell dope?
Nope.
Now you cleaner than a bar done soap?
Yep.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a thumper, got a Ruger?
Yep.
You in love with the house?
Nope.
She bringing you the dough?
Yep.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yep. Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done liked it, I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No. I'ma stay getting money. Yep.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No. I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Nope.
Got dick that'll drive a hoe crazy.
Yep.
Hater?
Nope.
Wanna see a player get paper?
Yep.
Traitor?
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker?
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Bust moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
North?
Nope.
Short?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Chick a bitch like a smog?
Yep.
never been a sucker off pussy.
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie.
Yep. Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done like that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no. I'ma
stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money. Ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah,
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Nope.
Did she ride you like a bike?
Yeah.
Was it ripe?
Nope.
Was her pussy tight?
Yeah.
Got some property?
Nope.
Drive a Maserati?
Yeah.
You softer than a sock?
Nope.
You solid as a rock?
Yeah.
Slow?
Nope.
Train to go?
Yeah.
Your team weak?
Nope.
You respected in the street, knee?
Yeah.
Shallow?
Nope.
Denny?
Yeah.
Broke?
Nope.
Chinny?
Yeah.
Not a BB or a pellet gun?
Nope.
But a long barrel bass drum?
Yeah.
If I get into a wild ride?
Nope.
I'ma give a nigga a fair run?
Yeah.
Still live in the track?
Nope.
You ever go back?
Yeah.
Wear a wire and a camera?
Nope.
Ears to the scanner?
Yeah. Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choices.
Keep it 1,000, I done like that I chow.
Everybody got choices.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no. I'ma
stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I give a fuck if you don't like me.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm coming to you live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We doing it real big, y'all. Unsigned Hype Radio.
Yeah.
We covering all corners of the earth, you know what I'm saying? We covering the East Coast, the West Coast.
Yeah.
Shit, we've been talking to a little bit of everybody. Big shout out to my man Kenji out there in the ATL. Big shout out to my
man. What's up, dog?
You know what I'm saying? Yo, Kenny, we down in the last 4 minutes of the show, man. What is the last words you want to lay on unsigned artists on how they need to step their game up, man?
Learn the business like you're learning your craft, period.
Mm.
You learn the business, you will be successful. So learn the business before, along with you doing your craft. But learn your business so you won't be turn over any of your intellectual property to nobody. That's yours. The internet is like going into your house. If y'all don't want nobody coming to your house, lock the damn door.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying? It's called intellectual property. Nobody gives a damn because they don't know about it. That's why people need to educate our young black men about this internet. Because right now you got an internet nerd that don't know nothing about the street. You feel what I'm saying? They don't know how to make money. They know how to make money on the internet, but they don't know what we do.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So learn your craft and learn the business. Very, very important, because they're killing our young men at an early age. Give them all this money. They did it to me. Give you all this money, and then when the money gone, then you stuck. You ready to rob somebody. You feel what I'm saying? So learn your business so you won't ever go broke, because every artist you know is broke. Every artist you know is broke, because what's selling?
They
selling. When was the last time anybody on this phone line bought a damn CD? Tell me. There you go. Quiet as a mouse on the phone.
There it is, Kenny. And we appreciate all that. We appreciate all that wisdom, knowledge you've been giving the folks. And like I said, we were in that last 24, 23 seconds, Kenny. Kenneth, we appreciate you being online with us. So we appreciate you being on Unsigned Hype Radio. We thank you again for all our guests that has been on here. We're about to end it, but again, we'll be back next week, same time, same bat place, on the Unsigned Hype Radio show with your host, West Coast all the way. He's going to be in Houston next week. And us, me and my man Kenji from ITL. We're here to go with Rome Logan. Have a great night.
Good luck, y'all.
Girl, I'm on my way. Yeah, I know you wanna. Yeah, I know you wanna smoke and drink with me. You come my way. Every day is like Saturday. smoke and drink with me. You should come and roll with a nigga on the low. You should come and smoke with a nigga on the low. Find me at the crib on the road or in the yo. Hotline blinking cause they know I'm finna blow. Hear it in my voice. The chosen one, you ain't even got a choice. Come through, hit the blunt, boo. Bring some one, two. We about to do some shit you might enjoy. Girl, I'm on my way. Time.